Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
Op die paaie, verkeersligte. Ons het 'n boodskap ingekry van Marius. Rabie gaan baie bly wees om hierdie te hoor. Die verkeersligte werk by Kwagga en Trans-Oranje, maar Kwagga en Middelsingel ongelukkig steeds uit.
Ek het gewag dat jy nou ietsie gaan sê soos boe, ag nee, dit is voor Frik
Wagner. I'm not angry, I'm just disappointed.
Okay, well, economists are not disappointed with what happened today. They're responding to the drop of the repo rate with 25 basis points to 7.75%. Here's Garth Rossiter, Chief of Risk at Lula.
When rates drop, consumers benefit from cheaper borrowing costs, which means they have more money to spend on goods and services. And this boost in consumer spending is crucial for small and medium-sized businesses.
On to international matters, Kyiv accused Russia of launching a non-nuclear intercontinental ballistic missile at Ukraine in what would mark the first ever use of the weapon in combat and a sharp escalation of the conflict. Ukraine said the nuclear-capable missile had targeted the central city of Dnipro, while the Kremlin declined to confirm it had launched the strike. It said it was doing everything possible to avoid a nuclear escalation. More on these and other stories at 7. So today, Karl Kurze from Cartesian Capital places Bitcoin under the looking glass.
Bitcoin is trading above the $97,000 mark and is quickly approaching the psychological $100,000 level, driven by a surge in the digital asset's value following Donald Trump's electoral victory. Since his win, Bitcoin has risen by more than 40%.
So along with this, there are talks of a new role in the White House that will be dedicated to the cryptocurrency.
While the full scope and timeline of Trump's crypto policies remain uncertain, his shift in stance is seen as a significant boost to the digital currency. At Cartesian Capital, Bitcoin isn't something we touch, but we do enjoy watching the roller coaster from a safe distance with popcorn in hand.
So speaking about Bitcoin, I checked it a few minutes ago. It's trading at $96,860. Let's look at what's happening with money. A dollar trading at 18 rand 8 cents, a euro 18 rand 96, and a pound 22 rand 78 cents. Gold is sitting at $2,668.04 per fine ounce, and oil $73.85 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Marlene Fischer, more news at 7.
Tijd voor die sport met Joe Mann. En dit word geborg deur Superbet. Wen is nie net iets wat jou span kan doen nie. Wen vir jouself by superbet.co.za. Superbet, die plek om te wed, spin, speel en wen.
We start off with some cricket news. Stand-in captain Jasprit Bumrah insists that India aren't carrying any baggage from the test whitewash by New Zealand and warned Australia that star batsman Virat Kohli was looking ominous. India head into the first of five test matches against Australia tomorrow in Perth on the back of their first home series loss in 12 years. But speedster Bumrah, who'll captain the side after Rohit Sharma stayed home following the birth of his second child, said that they were only looking forward. Springbok coach Rassie Rasmus decided to rest prop Oxenchair for Saturday's test match against Wales in Cardiff, which sees a front row reshuffle with Vilko Lowe returning to the starting lineup, but tight head while Thomas Du Toit will move to loose head. Chair started last week's test against England in London and the match against Scotland in Edinburgh, but Erasmus and his coaching team decided that it would be best for him to rest this weekend. The international break came at the perfect time for Real Madrid as they tried to speed up the recovery of some of their key players in an injury-plagued start to the season, but they find themselves still depleted ahead of their trip to Leganes, and that's on Sunday. They returned to winning ways a while ago with a 4-0 victory over Osasuna at the Bernabeu following heavy defeats, a 4-0 by pacesetters Barcelona, and then 3-1 against AC Milan in the Champions League. And in local football news, Banyana Banyana coach Desiree Ellis is looking for improved performances as South Africa named